www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
Use our aircraft and our bombers to launch glide weapons, standoff weapons from well outside the Syrian surface-to-air missile threat so that our air crews will not be in any danger and can return home safely. Chemical weapons can only be destroyed with very, very sensitive technology that incinerates them or chemically neutralizes them. You can't just go in and drop a bomb on a bunker and expect it to neutralize the Syrian chemical capabilities. What's being discussed is a very limited military attack. I think the best that we could hope for is to deter Mr. Assad from using chemicals against his people again. But it's not going to help with the refugee problem. And worst case, it could lead to he would just shrug off the attack and it would precipitate follow-on military attacks and perhaps drag us into a larger Middle East conflict.
All right, so that's the opinion of Colonel Steve Gagnier talking about what could possibly happen here and what the ultimate play is. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. America, here we are again at the crossroads of, geez, what do we do in the Middle East? Is it sending in black ops? Is it a strike from the air with a drone? Is it boots on the ground? What ultimately is going to be the strategy here? The president initially said, if you remember a while ago, if the people had gas turned on them, chemical weapons, that would be the red line. That would be it. So really, any strike you look at would be a standoff, wouldn't it? Military analysts like Gagnard say U.S. and allied forces could hit targets in Syria with cruise missiles launched from ships or in the skies in the area without having to penetrate the air defense system. And that's probably what the play will be. The president has spoken with the French president by phone about this and England as well. And they're both talking, David Cameron, the prime minister, they're both talking about a strong response if it's proven that Assad's regime has used chemical weapons. But there is the tricky part. Why do you think that is? So if you're Assad and you use chemical weapons, are you getting rid of those chemical weapons? Yes. By the time the UN inspectors, which they are there right now, are inspecting these suburbs of Damascus, looking for chemical weapons and traces of chemical weapons, it's too late already. The conclusion is that already too many Syrians have been killed, 100,000 in 2 years of fighting. Clearly, chemical weapons with the bodies wrapped up in white sheets, 21 people and one family killed. The Doctors Without Borders saying it's neurological damage that has happened to these people. Well, how is that happening? It's not bullets piercing their skin. It's something deeper than that. It's different. It's chemical weapons. But if you're gathering facts and looking for the specifics of it and they're gone, what do? The White House has already said that it's their assessment that they did use chemical weapons in the attack on August 21st. And that was built on a lot of evidence, on victims, symptoms, injuries, witnesses, sources, intelligence, international intelligence, that there's really not a lot of doubt about that. So Syria offers the UN inspectors to come in, but we know it's too late. They're not going to have any evidence laying around. They're not going to have that. Getting full access is difficult anyway because of what fighting is going on. So who knows where they are at this point. I know they're there, but who knows specifically where they're being taken. What should the response be? First of all, what's the president's response going to be? is he going to approve an attack on Syria? Will he approve that? And what do you think the response should be? What's the correct thing to do? How should we play this in the United States? Hey, coming up this hour, besides obviously talking about Syria, which is huge, we'll tell you about a few other things that are going on, including the massive fires in Yosemite. Oh, it's so sad. I hope that if you're listening to me right now, you're tooling around in a truck, in a car, you're laying in your bed with one eye open, that you, my friends, have been to Yosemite, because it is mind-blowing. I had the fortune to be in Yosemite because of where I was living at the time. You know, this broadcasting gig was good, especially when you first get out of school, because you're hopscotching all over the place. My grandfather was a trucker, and I used to think, you know, I'm the granddaughter of a trucker. I have wanderlust. And it was great because I got to see places I don't know that I would have seen. And in California, there is no better than checking out Yosemite National Park. It is eye candy. It's unreal. And I hope some of those waterfalls and some of those incredible areas that tourists will trek from all over the world to see, in the end, are not burnt to a crisp. I suppose the waterfalls wouldn't be burnt to a crisp, but they'd be ruined by the scenery around it, which now is amazing. In the West, there are so many fires. Is it even worth counting anymore? In Idaho, they had some terrible, terrible fires over the last couple of weeks. The good news there, 90% contained versus the barely 10% of Yosemite. The fire is within, and this is scary, within a mile of the reservoir that supplies water to close to 3 million people in the San Francisco Bay Area. The Rim Fire is the scary fire. The waterfalls and the areas where so many people will go, tourists will go to see the really pretty areas of Yosemite, so far they've been spared. But as I said, so far, do you know how many firemen does it take to try to do what they can to contain Yosemite, to do whatever they can to put this thing out, to douse it, to get it more than 10% contained? 3,400 firemen are there. 3,400. And it makes sense. Think of the reservoir. Think of the 3 million people. It's a priority. We already know this from last week, heading into the weekend, the governor of California, Jerry Brown, declaring the state of emergency, declaring it for San Francisco because of the threat to the water and the, by the way, the electrical infrastructure as well. Very close. Very, 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 very close. They are close to candles and emergency go bags. That's why you have to be emergency prepared, because you never know. Thinking that a fire in Yosemite has nothing to do with you in San Francisco. Ah, but it does. It does. Stay with us. Much more to come here on this version of America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Show, you can certainly weigh in. Give us a call at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Something popped up on the radar last week, really 2 weeks ago. People have been talking about this Ashton Kutcher and his big speech at the Teen Choice Awards. And, you know, you think of Ashton Kutcher and several things come to mind, and none of them would be related to, let me play what he had to say on this radio show. But I have to say, it is worth listening to what AK had to say for a very simple reason, and we'll see if you can figure it out. Bear with me as we play Ashton's speech at, yes, of all things, the Teen Choice Awards.
What's up? Oh, wow. Okay, let's be brutally honest. This is the old guy award. This is like the grandpa award. And after this, I get to go to, like, the geriatric home. First of all, I don't have a career without you guys. I don't get to do any of the things that I get to do without you. You know, I thought that, hi. I thought that it might be interesting. You know, in Hollywood and in the industry and the stuff we do, there's a lot of, like, insider secrets to keeping your career going, and a lot of insider secrets to to making things tick. And I feel like a fraud. My name is actually not even Ashton. Ashton is my middle name. My first name's Chris. And it always has been. It got changed when I was like 19 and I became an actor. But there were some really amazing things that I learned when I was Chris. And I wanted to share those things with you guys because I think it's helped me be here today. So it's really three things. The first thing is about opportunity. The second thing is about being sexy. And the third thing is about living life. So first, opportunity. I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work. When I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to the roof. And then I got a job washing dishes at a restaurant. And then I got a job in a grocery store deli. And then I got a job in a factory sweeping Cheerio dust off the ground. And I've never had a job in my life that I was better than. I was always just lucky to have a job. And every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job. And I never quit my job until I had my next job. And so opportunities look a lot like work. Number two, being sexy. The sexiest thing in the entire world is being really smart. And being thoughtful. And being generous. Everything else is crap, I promise you. It's just crap that people try to sell to you to make you feel like less. So don't buy it. Be smart, be thoughtful, and be generous. The third thing is something that I just relearned when I was making this movie about Steve Jobs. And Steve Jobs said, when you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way that it is. And that your life is to live your life inside the world and try not to get in too much trouble and maybe get an education and get a job and make some money and have a family. But life can be a lot broader than that when you realize one simple thing. And that is that everything around us that we call life was made up by people that are no smarter than you. And you can build your own things. You can build your own life that other people can live in. So build a life. Don't live one. Build one. Find your opportunities and always be sexy. I love you guys.
Wow, how about that? So you have to say there was a message in that where he was trying to tell him how it's all phony baloney nonsense. And so for all these kids that are dream building and are the magical thinking that's out there, maybe this shakes some of them and makes them realize what he's saying, that he recognized opportunity, but he learned that it's, you know, much deeper than that. And I thought that was brilliant. So well done. And it's been played a lot of different places. Part of the reason that we just let you hear some of that right there was because it was all over the Twitter sphere. So people were sending it all over the place. A lot of Republicans bounced on it saying, yeah, this kid has, you know, his politics might be different, but he definitely has the right message when it comes to what kids are seeing and what they think. So bravo to Ashton Kutcher for taking the time when he was up there to give a speech that had a little more meaning than I thank my 10,000 representatives who got me the job on the set and whatever. He didn't thank any of them. And rightfully so, there may be people behind him that help him, but I thought it was brilliant that he talked about other things that are more important in life. So how about that? This is a big week, not just for the Syria thing, because the White House hasn't made a decision, but they're saying there's little doubt of a chemical attack. I mean, something for sure we know is going to happen. And because also, you know, we're talking about a big anniversary, and Martin Luther King Jr., you know, we're at the 50th anniversary, do you believe, of that March on Washington. And there was a lot of commemorative stuff that's happening all over the place, but especially in Washington, D.C. And we're going to talk with some of our pals from Project 21 about where we're at and the significance of Martin Luther King's Washington March and what's happened since then, and how some things have been misconstrued and other things have really worked well. You know, what's what across the United States? And it seems as though, I don't know, to me it seems like in some cases people are trying to wind the clock back. And that I don't understand. Why are we where we are? Because we're winding things back. It makes no sense. Now, some people will talk about what happened recently with the Supreme Court, and they'll talk about the voter ID law. In fact, the Texas voter ID law, as you all know, is being challenged by the Attorney General. And what the Attorney General is saying, and what the government is saying, is that this is a way to keep minorities from voting. And then in Texas, the argument is, no, it's not. It's about making sure everybody gets a chance to legally vote. And there are other states that are talking about voter IDs and have things in the works. And in fact, there are 8 other states that are waiting to implement it. And it's Georgia and Florida and Louisiana and Alabama and Arkansas, Mississippi and Virginia. A lot of you listening to me in some of those areas. And the phases that it's going through, North Carolina is catching up with some other states that require photo IDs. So it's interesting to see where we're at and what we're talking about when it comes to voting laws and why, first of all, why we have such an archaic system in some cases. I don't know. It makes no sense to me. We're the smartest people. And it seems as though we can, as far as inventing things and coming up with new ideas, we have boundless boundaries. But yet the key thing of voting, number one, going to vote, the voter turnout is so low. Being much more involved in what's happening politically because it matters. It matters to you and it matters to me. Why we can't get the voting part of this thing right, I don't get it. I don't. You may get it, and if you do and you have a solution, please, please send it to me or throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-5283. Stay with us. Wait till you hear this 911 call next.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn & Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tonight, a couple of ways to get to the show. Good thing to remind you about. You can tweet us, Real Radio Talk. That's the handle, at Real Radio Talk. Kate Delaney, at Real Radio Talk. But you can easily go to americatonight.net, and you can friend us on Facebook and hit us up on Twitter. All good ways to do that. Here's another show reminder. We've got Nail the Score coming up, not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. Nail the Score in our third hour. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in. You don't have to know anything about football. And if you correctly nail the score, you win what's ever left in our prize closet. How's that? And you have no idea what you win, but it's always decent. And The key thing is you have to nail the score. It's cheaper than playing the lottery because it's free and it's fun. And we do it for three segments in our third hour on Wednesdays, starting at the beginning of the regular season. So we have Thursday games, so it's on Wednesday. How about that? Third hour. I'll say it again. All right, I wanted you to hear this 911 call, and a 12-year-old boy made the call. Take a listen to it.
So is the police officer outside the house?
Yeah, but they inside the closet because they're trying to find the bad guys, okay? You're doing good. Doing real good. Doing perfect. Your mom's going to be so proud of you.
All right, you got to love the dispatcher for all the grief so many of them get for things that are said or not said or whatever. This woman was smart. This kid was smart. Burglars were in the house, actually. And this happened in Texas, Port Arthur, Texas, actually. And this 12-year-old boy called, you know, he thought about it, got crawled into the closet and called 911 to say that they broke into his house when no one was home. And he said, listen, the kid's name is, and this is our daily salute, by the way. The kid's name was Dion Murdoch. And you heard what he said there. He's in his mother's room now. Please hurry. Someone's trying to break into the house. He stayed on the line, followed what the dispatcher said to do to hide in that closet after they broke through a window and came into the house. So he was trying to tell the dispatcher with what he could hear from inside the closet, but he was just steps away from the people who broke in once they entered his mother's room. And at one point he said, oh, how scary is that? I mean, it just gives you chills to think of that. He said, I'm going to have to whisper now because I think they're coming in. It sounds like there are multiple people. So she tried to keep him calm, making sure that he was still there. And just kept, you heard her say, you're doing good. Your mom's going to be proud of you. And you think 12 years old and being alone in the house, he should be fine normally, right? So, it had to be a bit traumatic, I would think. But the police did come. They saw two men running from the house and running to the woods. They were later caught, and they were arrested. So how about that? And you know what's so crazy here? His mother supposedly was on the way to the local housing authority because she wanted to move. She thought he would be safer at home, that he'd be safer to stay in the house than to go with her, and look what happened. So they must have been casing the house, who knows, or just randomly they decided to hit the house. And, you know, boy, the fact that he made the call the way he did, and I can't even imagine. I can't imagine making that call and being in a closet and saying, oh, their feet, you know, it sounds like there's a bunch of people and they're just, you know, they're right there near me. Wow. I love that they caught them, too. How great is that? So that he had to be concerned about it. But what a smart kid to do that instead of, I don't know, trying to run out of the house, try to throw himself under the bed. I mean, who knows? Who knows what you do in this situation? It's all about keeping calm. And he obviously somehow got that message that that was the thing to do, and he did it on his own, and then talking to her, he did it so well. It's good to hear stories that end well, too, isn't it, instead of some crazy tragedy. Speaking of ending well, I say this all the time on America Tonight. If you've never listened to the show, here's what I say. I always say, you know, it wouldn't be a week on America Tonight if we weren't talking about wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, mudslides, some disaster caused by Mother Nature. And there was actually a study that came out that showed the 10 safest U.S. cities from natural disasters. Any ideas as to what the number one, I'm going to go from 10 to 1, but the number one city on the list you might be surprised by? I don't know why I was surprised by some of the I was definitely surprised by some of the cities that were on the list. But the 10th city on the list was Warren, Troy, and Farmington Hills, Michigan. The ninth safest place from disaster, natural disasters, was Denver. I'm thinking blizzard, all the snow, problems with planes. Chicago, number eight on the list. Seven was Allentown, Pennsylvania. Six was Dayton, Ohio. I've been to every single one of these places. Five was Bethesda, Rockville, Frederick, Maryland. Four, believe it or not, safest city from natural disaster, Buffalo, New York. Three, Akron, Ohio. Two, the mistake by the Lake Cleveland. And number one was Syracuse, New York. And Syracuse, New York is a huge, huge college town. And according to information from the U.S. Forest Service, FEMA, National Flood Insurance Program, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, this is how they came up with the list. So being flooded, rocked by earthquakes, and all the other things I mentioned, no. And they also, another benefit is, and I just had this conversation with somebody from Buffalo, New York, is they're affordable compared to other places like California, Florida, and Hawaii, where natural disasters are much more common. And that's why a house in Honolulu is, you know, it gets so expensive. And, of course, you're also not close to the mainland, and that would make a difference there. So how about that? The other thing is they were looking at, because cities that shut down, cities struggling with problems, man-made problems, like high unemployment and recession and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So how about that? I mean, the harsh winters, that's the thing, though, that I caught my eye is like, okay, wow. So you're saying they don't have fires and all that other stuff, but, you know, roofs can collapse when you have enough snow. Blizzards can do serious damage. They're awful to do. It's awful to deal with blizzards. Are you kidding? And some of those places, the snow is so awful. The blizzards are plentiful that you are having to dig out of your house. Until I lived in Nebraska, I thought that was just something people made up. That they had to, that the roof, you know, the snow was up to the roof. But in some of the places I just mentioned, they could have snow up to the roof, no problem. So I would say they have to add that to the list, and that might change that list a little bit. The affordability thing, yeah, because you know why? They don't have all the insurance that you, when you live in, especially now, you live in a floodplain or a hurricane area, tornado alley, you're going to pay for that. I mean, a hurricane may be the worst. They're automatically going to jack up your insurance rate no matter what. It's going up, 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 up. So that's the difference with the real estate. That makes sense to me. It's why it's cheaper to live in Buffalo, New York. Why it's cheaper to, you know, why it's cheaper in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It makes sense because of the locale, of course. That's the reason why, and that's what they're saying. I said this was going to be a big week, and it sure is, and we're going to talk about a lot of different things on America Tonight, including Major Nidal Hassan, the radicalized Army psychiatrist who turned his gun on all those soldiers at Fort Hood 4 years ago, screamed Allah Akbar, who's found guilty Friday of all counts, including premeditated murder, and the sentencing phase of the trial begins. And, of course, Hassan faced the death penalty and could have been the first person in the U.S. military to be put to death in more than 50 years, but not the case. Talking about life, they're talking about life in prison. Life in prison. I don't understand. I think that death penalty seems like the best option here. You may disagree. Stay with us. We're jumping over to the other side now.
safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it till you call up on the phone. I like to reggae, but you
I felt great into that tee shot. That's all. I was perfectly fine. I was playing pretty good, and I was hanging right there at the time. Kev just made double at 11, and I was only one back, so I figured, you know, I was in a perfect spot, and unfortunately just couldn't finish off the rest of the day.
All right, that's the voice, the familiar voice, as we do a little sports shorts here at the tail end of this hour of Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods almost tied Adam Scott to force a playoff at Barclays. It's a cool course in New Jersey, where behind the players you can see the Manhattan skyline. The funny thing about the Barclays being played at Liberty is Liberty was a trash island, and now it's turned into this beautiful golf course. So Tiger Woods brings up the question. He wins 5 tournaments this year, didn't win this one, was a couple of revolutions of the ball away from that, though. He had a 26-foot putt to tie it, send it into extra holes, and that didn't happen. But the question will always be about the majors. Is he going to win another major? The last one he won was in 2008, and that was the U.S. Open. Tiger Woods still drives the game of golf in so many ways, and whenever he's in contention, the ratings go up, people are more excited about it, and they pay attention. Adam Scott is an all-around good guy, and Adam Scott really hung on. Bogey-free round, shot a 66, and he wins this tournament. Here's what he had to say afterwards.
I mean, I'm shocked, really, that that was good enough to hold up. But I guess it's different playing an hour and a half in front of the leaders and the guys who've been under pressure all day. It presents a lot of opportunities, but there are stretches of tough holes, and yeah, you have to get through them. And 15, 16, 17, 18 are pretty strong holes to finish. You know, 15, 17, and 18 require three good drives and three good second shots to create a chance. Yeah, it's big. I've really been trying hard and trying hard not to get frustrated when it hasn't happened, when I've been in contention. So this does definitely mean a lot.
All right, of course it means a lot because his 66 wins it. Tiger falls short. It's another win for him, his second on tour. He won the Masters. Now he picks up some more hardware. Could he be the player of the year on tour? Yeah, there is a possibility of that, and that means even more money. But he is an all-around good guy. So he finished at 11 under, and he is now at his career best. He's number two in the world. Any guesses as to who number one is? I think you might have just heard him. So Woods did well in all four rounds in the 60s for the first time in a year on the PGA Tour, and his back was kind of giving him problems. You could see a back spasm there, but now he probably comes back next time around. If certainly in the last, I think as they finish out the year, you'll see him challenging. And I think you, again, I already mentioned this, I think you see him in a major because that's where the critics will say, oh, he's 38, he can never, he's not going to win another major. I'm going to disagree with that. I think he wins another couple majors probably. And, you know, I was kind of a fan of Tiger Woods. I still think he is an amazing golfer, but all the nonsense craziness with him a couple years ago, I fell off the bandwagon of Tiger Woods. I like the underdog anyway. I'm always looking for the underdog. The kid who makes it, who doesn't have a lot of money, isn't the country club kid who somehow gets there and wows everybody and just plays his game and isn't concerned about any of the other nonsense around him. They're always my favorite kind of people to root for anyway. A quick note here about, since I know a lot of you are huge baseball fans, and the Little League World Series is something a lot of people pay attention to. Japan won again. You know, Williamsport, Pennsylvania is really kind of a cool little place. It's where they hold the Little League World Series, the championships there. And so sure enough, Tokyo beat Chula Vista, California, 6-4 to win the World Series title. So it's the 14th championship game for Japan. They're making their fourth straight appearance in the title game and ninth championship. And California made its 23rd championship game appearance, and they've won seven World Series. So how about that? I love the kids going crazy at the end of the game. I mean, they just, they just go crazy. And, of course, they do because of what it took to get there. Whatever the teams are, it's pretty competitive. Remember, there was some controversy around it before as to how old some of the players were and whether they were truly Little League players, or with one of the Latin American teams, they were talking about that. And, some of the other teams, they were talking about that, but they haven't had that controversy bubble up lately anyway. Speaking of controversy, we're almost into the NFL, and it's a good time to remind you again, don't forget about Nail the Score. We do it on Wednesdays in 2 weeks. Not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. We'll be back, and we'll do Nail the Score. That means in our third hour, for three segments, we'll randomly pick the computer world, the game of the week in the NFL. Once we know who that is, you call in and you say who's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. For example, like, let's say Philadelphia plays New York. You think Philadelphia is going to win, and the final score is going to be 21-7. or it's going to be 35 to 28. Whatever you think it is, you can throw out any number, and half the time the scores are lopsided, so don't worry about that. Just throw out a guess. It's like the lottery where you're circling numbers or you have a quick pick and you may be a winner. All right, so the controversy comes with the Jets. There are some people listening to us who are Jets fans, and they're not all in the Northeast, believe it or not. So it's a team that has some history and has been around for a long time, you know, Joe Namath and all of that. So the New York Jets quarterback Sanchez is listed now as day-to-day. He has an injured right shoulder. What is so crazy about this is Rex Ryan, his coach, put him in with a bunch of scrubs and a backup O-line and risked the injury, which is the injury that he got on the second touch of the ball in the fourth quarter. Why they put him in, I have no idea. And he's competing with a rookie, at least that's the way it's being portrayed by Rex Ryan, Geno Smith, who in the win, because they did win, was picked off three times. So the upshot is Sanchez underwent the MRI, had a bruised right shoulder joint on his throwing arm, no less, and they don't know how long he will be sidelined until he resumes throwing, of course. So what does this mean? It means that probably the rookie, Geno Smith, starts week one. The Jets open at home against Tampa Bay. And how about that? The injury messes things up unless Geno Smith suddenly becomes super good. He's a rookie. So Sanchez on the ground, clutching his shoulder, grimacing in pain, went to the locker room, and then that was it. In fact, I think he was, I don't know if he was so hot or he just wanted to get out of there. He left without talking to reporters the other day. And then Rex Ryan gets defensive when he has his post-game news conference, claiming he put Sanchez in the game because he wanted to beat the Giants. Sanchez didn't expect to go in the game. So the Jets might have to use Smith, who showed in his first outing he wasn't ready for the gig. He threw three picks in 12 attempts. Mental mistakes, taking a safety by stepping out of the back of the end zone. He was trying to escape pressure. So he screwed up a bunch. And if he's the guy, it might not be a, it might be a long season for Jets fans, but it might be a short tenure for Rex Ryan, who thought he had things sewed up with the Jets, but they may be showing him the door. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want to hook up with us, go to americatonight.net.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.